From the United America Network, this is Varsity Vibes, your roundup of prep sports action and the voices from prep athletics all across Riverside County with Luke Lamont. Now, here's Luke.
Championship recap. We're going to kick things off with Division One over the CIF Southern Section Championship weekend that happened over the holiday break. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. We're going to start Division One, Corona Centennial versus Santa Margarita at the Rose Bowl. Heartbreak in the end for the Huskies. The Santa Margarita Eagles are your Division One champions, finishing 10-3 on the year with an unbelievable season and a dominating win to cap off sectional play as they head to the state tournament. It felt like it was finally their year again, that being the Huskies. They exorcised the demons of modern day that have haunted them and kept them for potential titles a handful of times over the last few seasons, beating the Monarchs twice and having St. John Bosco dealt with by Orange Lutheran in that second round. The stars seem to be aligning for Corona Centennial, but that one blemish, the one weak spot this year, just so happened to go on a playoff tear and make their way through Sierra Canyon and Orange Lutheran en route to the rematch for the title. The Eagles were the kryptonite to the Huskies' steamrolling season. That is going to be a very tough pill to swallow going into next year. It's hard to lose a title game. It's even harder when you finally break through what was holding you back as of late and still can't capture the gold. Let's dive into what happened. The aerial assault of the Eagles was soaring on Friday. Trace Johnson had 4 touchdown passes and nearly 400 yards total in the win. While that stat line is impressive, there is one that likely will stand out among any performance in these title games, and an amazing 11 reception, 293 yard, and 2 touchdown game receiving for Trent Mosley. Now that is a remarkable championship performance, but wait, there's more. Mosley also ran in for 2 touchdowns as well, so make that 4 total touchdowns on nearly 300 yards for the night. Mosley scored 4 of the Eagles' 6 TDs and crushed the Huskies this season with possibly the most stellar performance this year. 28 unanswered to end the night carried Santa Margarita to their first CIF title in 14 years in a big upset over Corona Centennial. In Division 4, we have San Jacinto versus La Habra. The Tigers run of narrow wins a handful towards the end of these playoffs has come to an end. San Jacinto has finally run out of the late game heroics as they fall short in the CIF title game in the Division 4 bracket versus La Habra, 27-13. La Habra punched in a late touchdown to go up 27-7. That was the curtain call on the game. The Highlanders claimed the lead first and never let it go throughout the entire night after scoring roughly 4 minutes into the game's opening frame. The head coach of the Highlanders, Frank Mazzotta, captured his 8th sectional title, a record tying for Orange County, behind his team's dominant run game and Iron Curtain defensive front that shut teams down every single game these playoffs. San Jacinto put up the most points on that La Habra defense with 13. The other 3 teams fell after only scoring 7. Yep. First round, 7 points. Second round, 7 points. Third round, 7 points. Those teams are El Medina, Cathedral, and Oaks Christian. This is La Habra's first title since 2015, and they are your Division 4 CIF Southern Section champions. Now, we have a little bit of a twist here, a little bit of a slight oversight. The Hillcrest Trojans in Riverside have been alive in these playoffs and are located in the county. So let's catch you up to speed on their postseason. They entered the playoffs 5-5, a 500 record in Division 10. They kicked off with a win versus Monrovia 41-14, pretty impressive start. Then they took down St. Margaret's 27-13, a similar score of what we just mentioned for that San Jacinto game, exactly, and beat Pacifica Garden Grove 39-20 in the semifinals to seal a spot in the CIF championship. So all multi-score wins there for the Trojans. In the finals, they matched up against Taquitos. They went into the game and absolutely took over. dominating 63-34 to win the Division 10 CIF title. Congratulations to Hillcrest. A 55 total point second quarter saw 35 go the way of the Trojans. Quarterback Matthew Ramos finished the night with a mix of rushing and passing touchdowns, but totaled 6 in the championship win, leading his team. The defense forced a plethora of turnovers with interceptions and fumbles riddling the second half for Keats. An all-around team win. This is Hillcrest's first ever CIF title. Congratulations to the hard work of that Trojan program to win their first ever championship. They are your Division 10 CIF Southern Section champions. Now we're going to jump to Division 11, our final one of the night. Valley View versus Baldwin Park. In Division 11, the final Riverside team to have a shot at the grand prize in the Southern Section, the Valley View Eagles win the CIF title, that making it 2 of 4 on the year for Riverside in those championship games back on the last weekend, and a 20-18 win over Baldwin Park sealed it for Valley View. Jesse Vega had a whirlwind of a game. He threw for 82 yards and 1 touchdown. But as a quarterback, ran for 204 yards and punched in a touchdown as well. A 200-yard rushing game from a quarterback that had 28 of the team's 38 rushing attempts and an average of 7.3 yards per carry. Absolutely insane stuff from him. The O-line and Vega put this game on their back and carried the Eagles alongside a stout defense to win the title. Baldwin Park quarterback Valentino May tossed 2 touchdowns, but the team's run game was lackluster and it cost them. Only 42 yards, and that definitely played a part in their loss in the championship bid. The Eagles were victorious largely in part to Vega, but the hero, however, was Efrain Dominguez, the team's place kicker. Dominguez scored 8 points, 2 of 2 in extra points, and 2 of 2 on field goals, including the game winner as time expired with the score 18-17. You know, the last second kick to secure the win, 20-18 for the Eagles, a dream moment come true for a kicker, and a title to the Valley View Eagles, their first title since 2016, which also came the Division 11 bracket. The Valley View Eagles are your 2025 Division 11 CAF Southern Section champions off a field goal to walk it off. Well, aside from Hillcrest and Valley View in the state playoffs, we will wrap up the 2025 football season. We have some accolades we want to dish out after another incredible year of football in Riverside County. So these awards will go to Riverside teams and players only. We have our regular season game of the year. And that is decided by us. That will go to Modern Day versus Corona Centennial Part 1. The playoff game was great, but a wild back and forth game that the Huskies pulled out late in the end to finally beat the Monarchs after years of struggle. The story, the roller coaster of a game, and the implications lead it to this spot. That was the regular season game that the Corona Centennial Huskies beat the Modern Day Monarchs in. Our postseason game of the year goes to a CIF title game that is Valley View versus Baldwin Park. While there is a strong case for Centennial versus Modern Day Part 2, chose Valley View's title win because they end a 9-year title drought, and to do it off an incredible quarterback rushing performance, which is not very common, a gritty football game, and they steal it off the foot of their kicker to basically walk it off into the sunset with a CIF championship victory, that's going to give them the game of the year in the postseason for Riverside County. Our performance of the year. Now, this goes for regular season and postseason. This goes to Dane Weber, the quarterback for Chaparral. His 460-yard, 8-touchdown performance in round one of the Division II playoffs in a 63-42 victory over Chaminade. Talk about an X factor that takes over a game. Look no further than this performance from the Chaparral quarterback. Lastly, our team of the year. Now, not saying this team would beat all of the Riverside teams, but they are one of only two teams that can call themselves champions this year. And is the team that was a little bit oversighted on accident here, the Hillcrest Trojans winning the Division 10 every game by multiple scores to win that championship in that Division 10 bracket. A 5-5 team turned to 9-5 champions through an electric postseason run to capture their first ever title in school history. How could it not be them? And that's going to make it a wrap on this football season. We'll keep you updated for those 2 state playoff games and potentially even further for Valley View and Hillcrest. That's a wrap on championship weekend. That's a wrap for this week's look at Riverside County Prep Sports, where from the desert to the mountains and from the pass to the valleys, our student athletes bring their best every game, every day. Join us next week as we shine the spotlight on more hometown heroes from across all 23 school districts, right here where the pride of Riverside County plays on. Thanks for joining us on Varsity Vibes on the United America Network.
Varsity Vibes with Luke Lamont is presented by the United America Network. Based in Riverside County, California, UAN is your home team for respecting the American way and countering the spread of misinformation. This is what democracy sounds and looks like.